Today's daf is Bava Basra, daf Kuf Tes Zayin, and we are 8 lines from the top of daf Kuf Tes Zayin Omer Aleph, Omer Rab Yoichanan, Mishum Rab Shimon Ben Yochai. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achenu Bnei Yisrael, Hanasuna Matzara Vashivya. Today's daf is also being learned as a schos Refuah Shalema for Rivka Bas Rachel. So, today's daf is going to begin with a Dvar Agada that's related to Yesh Noichlin, and the Gemara then is going to do what it so often does when it mentions a Dvar Agada, and that is digress, and then digress from its digression. So the first part, and really the majority of today's daf, is going to be Divrei Agada, some classic Gemaras. Am Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Rabbi Yochanan said the name of the Heilige Tanna, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Kol She'en Menayach Ben Liyarshai. If a person dies and he does not leave over a son to inherit his possessions, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Molei Olav Evra. It's a simen that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very angry at. Where do you see that in the pasuk? Ksiv Hacha, it says here, Vahavartem es nachalosoi lebitoi, meaning, im enloi ben, liyarshoi, says the Torah, the Yerusha is going to go over to his daughter, and the word that the Torah uses is Vahavartem, viksiv hasam, and it says over there, regarding Gehenim, Yoim Evra Hayoim Mahu. So you see that the word Evra is a word of anger, and that's the word the Torah uses when it says Ve'im Ben Einloi. Thus, you see from here that Kol She'enim Miniach Ben Liyarshay Hakadosh Baruch Hu Molei Olav Evra. Now, what this Gemara means in Pnimius obviously is Einoi Oimer Elidir Shuni. We're going to go weiter. Says the Gemara. It says in the pasuk Asher Ein Chalifoi Slamoi V'lo Yaru Elohim. So this is a pasuk in Tehillim. David HaMelech said it. It's Perek Nunhe. It's pasuk Chaf. Now this pasuk is talking about people that were lo yaru Elohim. They did not fear Hakadosh Baruch Hu. And the pasuk emphasizes that in chalifos lamay, which means that they didn't change their ways, meaning they did bad things, that lo yaru alikim, and they had opportunities to repent, but they refused to do that. Stating that, the Gemara is going to bring a machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, had to understand this pasuk more in a drush way. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. There was a machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Chadama once said that what this pasuk is referring to is kol she'enim meniach ben. It's referring to someone that dies, and he doesn't leave over a son. Meaning, Asher Ein Chalifois Lamai, Rashbam. Chalifois means Chalipin, Memale Mekoimoi. A person that dies and does not leave over a Memale Mekoim, that person is V'lo Yaru Elikim. It's a simen that he's a V'lo Yaru Elikim. Because if he was a Yaru Elikim, he would leave over a ben. He would have a son to fill his place. Chadama, the other one said, it doesn't mean kol she'eno meniach ben, but rather what it means is kol she'eno meniach talmud. That someone that doesn't leave over a talmud, that's a memalam. He doesn't leave over a Talmud that's his Chalipin, that's where it's V'lo Yaru Elikim. So Asher Ein Chalifa Islamai V'lo Yaru Elikim is referring to someone that dies and he doesn't leave over a Memala Makim. What's the definition of a Memala Makim? That's a Machloikis Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Who said what? At this point we don't know. But one said that it means a son, meaning the person that did not leave over the son, he's the V'lo Yaru Elikim. And the other one said it means a Talmud. The person that did not leave over a Talmud, he's the V'lo Yaru Elikim. Says the Gemara, Testayim, the Rabbi Yochanan Dama Talmud. I'll bring you a Raya that it's Rabbi Yochanan that said that who's the V'lo Yaru Elikim? It's the person that does not leave over a Talmud. Meaning, you don't leave over a son? No. If you don't leave over a Talmud, that's what this pasuk is referring to. How do I know that? I'm Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan himself very famously said, Dein Garme Dasira Bir. It's Rabbi Yochanan, we know, lost 10 sons during his lifetime. And he would walk around with the bone of his 10th son, and he would use it to be Menachem people. So if somebody was going through a tzara, somebody was having a hard day, somebody lost a child, whatever it might be, Rabbi Yochanan would come to be Menachem Avil, and he would say, I understand that what you're going through is very difficult, but let me show you what I've gone through. And he would take out the bone of his 10th son, and he would say, this was my sign that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me, and look at me, I'm standing, my life went on, you're going to see, your life is going to be able to go on as well. An incredible Madriga of Nicham Avelim that Rabbi Yochanan was able to be Mekayim by walking around with the bone of his 10th son. But what do you see from here? That Rabbi Yochanan lost 10 sons. And what the Gemara seems to be suggesting is he lost all 10 of his sons. Now, if Rabbi Yochanan lost all 10 of his sons, it's not mistaber that Rabbi Yochanan would hold Asher Ein Chalifa Islamai V'lo Yoru Elikim. It means Kol She'enu Maniach Ben. Because Rabbi Yochanan himself was an Einoi Maniach Ben. And the way the Rashbam explains it is that even if Rabbi Yochanan felt, but what should I tell you? This is the way it is. But he wouldn't have been mefarsim the fact that he lost 10 sons, because Ashrei Nesui Pesha Kisui Chata, praised as a person that conceals his averus. Why would Rabbi Yochanan walk around being Menachem Avil telling people that he did something wrong? See, if Rabbi Yochanan holds there's nothing wrong with not being Meniach Ben, okay, so by him going ahead being Menachem people, he's not making himself look bad. He's not disclosing the fact that he's a V'lo Yoru Elikim. To the contrary, he's being Mechazik people, he's being Menachem people. So it's a beautiful thing. But if Rabbi Yochanan holds that Asha Ein Chalifa Islamai Kol She'en Meniach Ben, he would have never been Mefarsim it. So you say, Meres, that Rabbi Yochanan must be the one that says that Asher in Chalifa Islamah is referring to a Talmud. This time Rabbi Yochanan damar Talmud. And Sveitimal says the Gemara, this is a raya. The Rabbi Yochanan is the one that says Talmud. But the Gemara says, let's do a little back of the envelope arithmetic. Umid Rabbi Yochanan damar Talmud. If Rabbi Yochanan is the one that said Talmud, Rabbi Shulman Levi amar bet. Obviously Rabbi Shulman Levi, he's the Baal Plukta, he's the other Shita. He's the other Chadamar. He obviously holds that someone that doesn't leave over a son is the V'lo Yoru Elikim. So Rabbi Yochanan says, Kol She'enu Meniach Talmud. Rabbi Shua ben Levi says, Kol She'enu Meniach Ben. Right, the Gemara, how could that be? I'm Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Le'hava Ozel, Le'bei Tamya, El Le'bei Man, D'shochev, Le'bei B'nei. Rabbi Shua ben Levi would not go to be Menachem Avil people, unless the person that died did not leave over any sons. Dechsev, and the reason he went to him was, based on a pasuk in Yirmiyahu that says, Bechu Bachoy, La'hoylech. You should cry for a hoylech. A hoylech is someone, the way Rabbi Shulman Levi understood it, that leaves this world and leaves nothing behind. So to the extent that a person dies and he doesn't leave over any banim, it was then that Rabbi Shulman Levi would go be Menachem Avil. Now, if Rabbi Shulman Levi holds Kol She'en Meniach Ben, this is a V'layori Elikim, so Dafke him is the one that he's going to be Menachem Avil. Right? If Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, Yehuda Amar Rav said, La'hoylech B'loy Ben. It's referring to someone that goes without. Now, we have the Girsa Ben Zacher, the Bach's Girsa is B'loy Banim, but the bottom line is that really, if Rabbi Yochanan's the one that says Talmud and Rabbi Shulman Levi is the one that says Ben, it doesn't stem so well with Rabbi Shulman Levi either. In other words, Asher Ein Chalifa Islamai V'lo Yoru Elikim. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shulman Levi. Chadamar Kol She'en Meniach Ben, V'chadamar Kol She'en Meniach Talmud. If Rabbi Yochanan is the one that holds Kol She'en Meniach Ben, we have a problem. And if Rabbi Shulman Levi is the one that holds Kol She'en Meniach Ben, we have a problem. If Rabbi Yochanan is the one that holds Kol She'en Meniach Ben, how does the shtim with Rabbi Yochanan, who would walk around and he would be mefarsim Dein Garmei Dasi Roi Beer? What happened to Ashri Nesui Pesha Kisui Chata? And if Rabbi Shulman Levi is the one that holds B'loi Ben, how does it coincide and shtim with the fact that Rabbi Shua ben Levi would go dafka to be Menachem Avil, the person who died below Banim? I thought Rabbi Shua ben Levi holds that this person is a V'lo Yoru Elikim. So which one of these Amayuroim, Rabbi Yochanan or Rabbi Shua ben Levi, could possibly be the one that holds that it's Kol She'en Meniach Ben? Meaning it sounds like both of them hold Kol She'en Meniach Talmud. So the Gemara says like this, Elo la'olam Rabbi Shua ben Levi Huda Amar Talmud. Ooh, mid Rabbi Shua ben Levi Huda Amar Talmud, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Bet. I kasha Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan. And so you have a steer in Rabbi Yochanan. Like kasha hadi day, hadi rabbi. One is Rabbi Yochanan's personal shita. The other is Rabbi Yochanan's shita that he's merely saying over in the name of his Rebbe. In other words, Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi Shua ben Levi holds, and that is Kol She'enu Meniach Talmud. There's no machloikis Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shua ben Levi. We have here a machloikis. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shua ben Levi, chad omar Kol She'enu Meniach Ben, v'chad omar Kol She'enu Meniach Talmud. The Rabbi Yochanan in that machloikis, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shua ben Levi, is Rabbi Yochanan in the name of his Rebbe, and Rabbi Yochanan's Rebbe is taka of the opinion that Kol She'enu Meniach Ben. So Rabbi Yochanan himself holds Kol She'enu Meniach Talmud. That's why Lishitas, he had no problem walking around Dein Garmei Dasi Roi Ber. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi also holds Kol She'enu Meniach Talmud. That's why Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi fakared, he was mechazik someone that was hoylich b'loi banim. There is this Shita that holds Kol She'enu Meniach Ben, and it can't be Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, so it's Rabbi Yochanan. Oh, it's Rabbi Yochanan in the name of his Rebbe. Now the Rishonim say, who's this Rebbe of Rabbi Yochanan? Like Rebbe Mandachar Shmeh. It said Rabbi Yochanan for Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Right, sometimes the Gemara will ask a stira. Rabbi Yochanan said one thing, and Rabbi Yochanan, the name of his Rebbe, said another thing. Oh, so there it's an easy answer. Like Kasha. One is the day, and the other one is the Rabbi. But there's no mention over here of a Rebbe. So the Rishonim say, very geschmack, that the daf started Omer Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rab Shimon ben Yechai. Kol she'enu meniach ben liyarshay, HaKadosh Baruch Hu molei olav evra. Here Rabbi Yochanan is quoting the Rabbe. Who's the Rabbe? It's Rab Shimon ben Yechai. And what did Rab Shimon ben Yechai say? That it's not a good thing for a person to die and not to leave over a ben liyarshay. That is the Rabbe. So when Rabbi Yochanan said, Kol she'enu meniach ben, he was quoting again Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. It's Reb Shimon Bar Yochai Lishitasai, who said, Kol she'enu meniach ben liyarshay HaKadosh Baruch Hu molei olav evra. That's the Chad Amar, where Rabbi Yochanan says, Asher ein chalifa yislamai v'lo yare elikim. What's it referring to? It's referring to Kol she'enu meniach ben. So when I learned this Gemara, there was a kasha that jumped off the page that bothered me very, very much in light of something that we've mentioned so many times over the years in the daf. And that is, this Gemara, that Rabbi Yochanan used to be Menachem people with the bone of his 10th son by telling them, Dein Garme Dasi Roy Beer, is also mentioned in Mesechtes Brachas, Daf Hei Amid Beis. And over there on the side of the Gemara, there's a pirish from Rabbeinu Nissim Goyen, one of the Goyenim, who tells us the rest of the story. Rabbi Nissim Goyen said that Rabbi Yochanan had 10 sons that died during his lifetime. But really, Rabbi Yochanan had an 11th son. And after Rabbi Yochanan's 10th son died, he decided that it wasn't really so okay for that 11th son to stay at home. Very traumatic. So what he did was he sent him away. And he sent him to an out-of-town yeshiva. In fact, he sent him to Bavel. Rabbi Yochanan was the Mara de Ari Yisrael. And he sent him to learn by the great Amoira Shmuel. We once said over a Dover Nifla that what was Rabbi Yochanan thinking when he sent his son away? So Pashit, he felt that the right thing for him to do was to go out of town, to go away from everything that was going on at home. I mean, that's obviously something that's very, very intuitive. But we went set over in the name of Rav Moshe Scheinemann Shlita. He said a machshava nifla. He said the Chazal say that if someone teaches someone Torah, it's mala olav akasav ki'ilu yaldai. Rabbi Yochanan felt that there was something about the mazel of his children. Rabbi Yochanan's sons couldn't live. He buried 10 sons. So obviously there was something about the children of Rabbi Yochanan. Says Eitzah was, I'm going to send my son to learn Torah by the Amoira Shmuel. And when he goes to Shmuel, Shmuel is going to be mechavav him, and Shmuel's going to teach him Torah, and it's going to be ke'ilu yodai. He's going to become Shmuel's son. And Shmuel's son maybe has a different mazel, and maybe Shmuel's son is not included in this gezerah, and he's going to be able to live. By the way, Rav Nissim Goyen said that what was the name of this 11th son? It's none other than the Amoira Rav Masna that you find throughout Shas. But the bottom line is, Rabbi Yochanan had an 11th son. So if Rabbi Yochanan had an 11th son, what's Pashup Shad in this Gemara? The Gemara says that it can't be that Rabbi Yochanan said, Asha'in Khalifa Islamai V'la Yari Alikim, Kol She'inu Meniach Ben, because Rabbi Yochanan said, Den Garme Dasi Roibir. One second, Rabbi Yochanan had 11 sons, 10 of them died, but he had an 11th son. So he is a Meniach Ben L'Yarshay. How does this Gemara stim with Rabbeinu Nissim Goyen? I think it's a Kushi Atzuma. I found this kasha in the Sefer Birchas Aharon. Could be others asked this kasha as well, but Birchas Aharon is a classic work on Masechtas Brachas. The Mechaber Birchas Aharon was Reb Aaron Levine. He was the Reish Rav and Enikol from the Heilige Beis Yitzchak. But either way, the Reish Rav and his classic work Birchas Aharon, it's a Masechtas Brachas. It's Ois Chof Aleph. He asks this kasha and he has an Arichos Al Derech Pshat and Al Derech Pilpul to try to get out of it. But this Gemara seems to be a Grace Akasha on this Messiah that we have from the Ga'oinim. Either way, Zakhti Gemara back to Simin Hadad Oni V'chacham. Doresh Rab Pinchas Ben Chama. What's the pasuk that says, V'hadad Shama B'mitzrayim, Ki Shochav David Emavoysov, V'chimeis Yoyov, Sar Hatzofa. So Hadad hears all the way in Egypt that David and Yoyov both left this world. But if you look carefully at the pasuk, it says as follows. What did Hadad hear? He heard, Ki Shochav David Emavoysov, David went to lie down together with his ancestors, which is a refined way of saying that he was halach lo ilam lo, he died. V'chimeis Yoyov Saratz, and Yoyov, the Saratzova, he died. So the Gemara asks, mipnei ma b'David nemra by shchiva, u'b'yoyov nemra by misa. By David, it sounds like he just went to take a nap. But by Yoyov, it says he actually died. Said Rav Pinchas ben Chama, David sheniach ben, David that left over a son, nemra by shchiva. The Torah uses the word shchiva. Yoyov shloy heniach ben, nemra by misa. David left over a son, thus he didn't die. The word is shchiva. Yoyev shloy heniach ben. The word is misa. But the Gemara says, Yoyev loy heniach ben. Is that true that Yoyev didn't leave over a son? Vaksiv, the pasuk says, umi bnei Yoyev, oyvadya ben Yechiel. So you see, Yoyev did have sons. Elo says the Gemara, you have to refine it a little bit. David sheniach ben kemoisa nemer by shchiva. David left over a son that was kemoisa, that was like him. There, the pasuk uses only the word shchiva. Yoyev shloy heniach ben kemoisa nemer by misa, as opposed to regarding Yoyev, where he did not leave over a ben kamoisai, there the word you find is misa. If a person leaves over a ben kamoisai, even when he leaves this world, he didn't really die. So David HaMelech, who left over a ben kamoisai, he didn't die. He's not walking the streets anymore. Shiva, he's lying down. And of course, one day there'll be Trias HaMesim, and David Malka Mashiach is going to come to redeem us. He's going to come back with us. Aber Yoyev, who was Lohi Niach Ben Kemoisai, he was Niach Ben, but he was Lohi Niach Ben Kemoisai. As a result, Nemer by Misa, his time in this world actually expired. So if a person is Niach Ben Kemoisai, it gives him a Hemshach. So even if he's physically not in this world, but he's living vicariously, so to speak, in a spiritual, in a ruchniistic sense, through his children, and that's why by David, who was Niach Ben Kemoisai, it's only Nemer Shchiva, as opposed to by Yoyev, who was Lohi Niach Ben Kemoisai, it's Nemer by Misa. One marumakim on this idea, we've mentioned this many times in the past as well, and that is in the Sefer Toldos Yitzchak. So the Toldos Yitzchak was Rabbi Yitzchak Kairo. He was the Beis Yosef's uncle. So the Beis Yosef was Rabbi Yosef Kairo. His father's brother was Rabbi Yitzchak Kairo. So a few times recently we mentioned the Beis Yosef Zeda, his Shver's father, a little Jewish geography, the Baal Tzroir Hamor, Rabbi Avram Saba. This is the Toldos Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak Kairo, Goyen Oilom Ki Yodua, the Sfarim from him. So Rabbi Yitzchak Kairo in the Sefer Toldos Yitzchak asks a Kushya Nefla. Moshe Rabbeinu was told that he can't go into Eretz Yisrael. And he davened, I want to go in. How many tefillos did he daven? 515 tefillos. Kiminyan Veschanon, Kiminyan Tefila, Kiyodua, Kiminyan Yitzchak and Rivka, all the Ramazim to the number 515, and Tefila. But he davened 515 tefillos to be able to go into Eretz Yisrael. The truth is, Aharon HaKohen was also told that he wouldn't be able to go into Eretz Yisrael. It was for the same reason. It was for the Chet of the Mei Meriva. V'loi Matzonu, v'loi Ra'inu, v'loi Shamanu, said the Toldos Yitzchak, that Aharon HaKohen recited even one tefillah to be able to go into Eretz Yisrael. So he said, how's that possible? Moshe Rabbeinu davened 515 tefillahs to be able to go into Eretz Yisrael. Aharon HaKohen, you don't even find that he was Moshef one tefillah in Shema Koleinu. Please let me go into Eretz Yisrael. What's Pashup Shat? So the Toldos Yitzchak said that Yesh Loimar, Aharon HaKohen was Hiniach Ben Kamoisai. Elazar Kohen Gadol would be the next leader of Klal Yisrael. And because he left over in Elazar, he left over in Isamar, he didn't feel that he had to go into Eretz Yisrael. Because by Aharon HaKohen, it's Nemer by Shchiva. It's not Misa. He's going to have a Hemshech through his sons in Eretz Yisrael. So I'm not in Eretz Yisrael, that's fine. But my children will be there. I'll live vicariously through my children. But Moshe Rabbeinu was Lo Hiniach Ben Kamoisai. We just learned the Gemara about Pesel Micha, about Bnei Bonav Shal Moshe Rabbeinu. And Chazal say, we can never say this, but Chazal say that Moshe Rabbeinu was Lohi Niach Ben Kamoisai. And as a result, Moshe Rabbeinu felt that if I don't go into Eretz Yisrael, that's missing from my Shleimus. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu said them Gegangen and Leben, and that's why he davened 515 tefillahs. Aharon HaKohen didn't feel that he was lacking that so much, because he'll have it through his children. As opposed to by Moshe Rabbeinu, that sfarah wasn't in play, and that's why by Moshe Rabbeinu was different. Ki'ilu, by Aharon, it's Nemar boy. Shchiva, but by Moshe it's Nemar by Misa, and that's why this Inyan bothered Moshe Rabbeinu so much, but Aharon not so much. Another Gemara, Darish Rav Pinchas ben Chama, Kasha Anias B'tech Beis HaShalad, Mi'yosim Mechamishim Makas. If a person has poverty in his house, it's worse than 50 makris. Shenemar, the pasuk says, and this is a pasuk in Iyov, so when you talk about Anias and makris, and you quote a pasuk that you've never heard, there's a good chance this pasuk is in Iyov. So the pasuk says as follows, Chanuni, chanuni, atim reyoi, ki adalika nogobi. So, Iyov tells his friends, Chanuni, chanuni, atim reyoi, have rachmanis on me, ki adalika nogobi. Because the yad of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was nogobi. Now, what does it mean, ki adalika nogobi? So the Rashbam says, this is a remez to 50 makas. Where do you see that? Because the Mitzrim got 10 makas. And what did the Mitzrim say when they got their 10 makas? It was an etzpa elikim. So 10 makas is a finger, which means, back of the envelope arithmetic, 50 makas would be a hand. It's just five fingers in a hand. So Iyov says, yad alikam nogabi, which means I got 50 makas. And what did his friends tell him? They responded to him and they said, Hishomer al tefen al oven ki al zeh bachartam oini. Says, I understand what you're dealing with is very bad, but you should know people have it worse. So who has it worse? Who has it worse than people that have what I have? 50 makas. People that have anias. So you see, kosher anias b'toich beisei shel adam yosem mechamisha makas. And a third memra that Rav Pinchas ben Chama said, Dorish Rav Pinchas bar Chama kol sheyesh chayla b'toich beisei. If a person has a chayla b'toich beisei, yelach etzal chacham v'yivakish al avrach. We should go to a chacham and ask the chacham to daven for him. Shenemar. It's based on the following pasuk. It says, Chamas melech malachei moves v'ish chacham. So what does this mean? So if you look at the Rashbam says as follows. Chamas melech, haynu tzar shaboloi chema me'is hamokim. If someone has a pain, and the pain is a result of some anger that the melech, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has. Malachim moves, next words in the pasuk, haynu chayla shanayt alamos. There's a chayla, so moves, Miloshin shenoyt alamos. There's someone that's dying. The ishchacham yichaprena. You go to an ishchacham, and this ishchacham is going to be able to figure it out. Either way, these are the three memories that Rav Pinchas ben Chama says in Bava Basra Daf Kuf Tezayin Amud Aleph. And this concludes the Agadat, the portion of today's daf. We now return to our regular program, which is Yesh Noichlin and the Yavamis component of Yesh Noichlin. It's a very short Amid Beis, and then Be'ezer Hashem, we're going to come back to the first part of today's daf and speak out a little bit of Reid. Says the Gemara. The Mishnah says, Zeh akal, kol akoydem benachlo, yoytze yireich oikoydemen. Va'av koydem l'chol yoytze yireich. So we know what's the Seder Nachlois. The Seder Nachlois is that if a man dies and he has a son or sons, the son's Yarshan. Daughters, nothing. Let's say he has no sons, and the daughter's Yarshan. Let's say he has no sons and no daughters, then his father Yarshans. Right? That's the basic Seder Nachlis. Stating that, there's a very important caveat. And that is that when we say a son Yarshins, he Yarshins if he's alive, he also Yarshins if he's not alive. A person's Yerush Bekever. So if a person dies and he has no sons, but he had sons, and those sons have sons that are alive now, or grandchildren that are alive now, or even great-grandchildren that are alive now, Atzayv Kaloilam, they will Yarshin before any daughter Yarshins. So if a man had a son who's not alive, but that son has children that are alive, they have the Kedima to Yarshin. And the lumdus of it is that the son is Yerush Bekever. It's as if he was alive and then died. So obviously, if a man died, left over a son, the son Yarshins, and if that son then dies, and he has children, they're going to Yarshin him. So it's not just that the son comes before the daughter, but it's the son, the Chal Yoytze Yerecha, that come before the daughter. The same is true for the daughter. If there's no son, or there were no sons, and there's a daughter, the daughter Yarshins. What if there was a daughter, she's not alive anymore, but she has children that are alive, they're going to Yarshin first. If there's no son, no daughter, and there's no Yoytze Yerecha of the son and the daughter, then the father Yarshins. Let's say this person's father is not alive, so then it's Yoytze Yerecha of the father that are going to Yarshin. First his sons, then his daughters. Let's say there's no sons, no daughters, and there's no Yoytze Yerecha of the sons and the daughters of the father, so then the father's father is going to Yarshin. Let's say the father's father is not alive, well then it's the Yoytze Yerecha of the father's father that are going to Yarshin. And it goes all the way up until Ruvein. Why not say until Yaakov? Because Gemiri Dolei Kolashim. Either way, that's the basic Seder Nachla, says the Gemara. Boy, Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama had the following question. Avi ha'av, v'achi ha'av. What happens if a man dies and the two candidates to Yarshin are Avi ha'av, the Mace's father's father, or Achiyav, the mace's father's brother. Who would come first? So it's interesting that the Gemara puts names to the faces. Kigoin, some Beispiel, Avram v'Yishmael b'nichsei Esav. So Esav died, and he didn't leave over any children. He had no sons, he had no daughters. His father Yitzchak is also not alive anymore. But the Zayda Avram is alive, and his uncle, his father's brother Yishmael, is also alive. Eze mehem koidim. Who would Yarshin? Would Avram Yarshin? Or would Yishmael Yarshin? Now, first things first. The Rashbam says, why did Esav have to die? For the same price, Yaakov Avinu could have died. So I would say Yaakov Avinu loy meis, right? So Yaakov Avinu couldn't have died. That's a hypothetical. But the Rashbam says, Misa nakat be'esav shehu rasha v'loy be'yakov. The reason we're saying Misa is by Esav, right? I think Yaakov Avinu loy meis. Posh it there, pshat. But the bottom line is that Esav died. And again, this is all one made up story, because when Esav died, this was not the setup. But Esav dies, leaves over no children. Esav had children, right? All the psukim and the parashas Vayishlach that we talked a little bit about yesterday. His father Yitzchok was not alive anymore in our made believe story. Esav Zayda Avram is alive, and his father's brother Yishmael is also alive. So the question, who comes first? Does Avram come first, or does Yishmael come first? Now, if I asked you this question right now, a week plus into Yesh Noichlin, you would say that L'chayra, it's an Amiratish question. It's so obvious who comes first. Who comes first? Avram comes first, right? Why is it so pashut that Avram comes first? Because what's the schus that Yishmael has to Yarshin? It's only because he's Avram's son. Right? When Esav died, if he had a son, his son would have Yarshin. Okay, there's no sons. A daughter, his daughter would have Yarshin. There's no daughter, right? They all died. All those Alufim, they're gone. Beseder. Who comes next? His father comes next. Who's his father? Yitzchak. After Yitzchak, assuming Yitzchak's not alive, it's Yitzchak's Yoytze Yerechai that would Yarshin. It seems that there's no Yoytze Yerechai over here to Yarshin in our story. So who comes after Yitzchak's son, daughter, it goes to his father, Avram. If Avram was not alive, then Avram's son would Yarshin, who's Yishmael. So really, Yishmael, it's poshut in the Seyda Nachlas, comes after Avram. Right, to say it, b'milum acherim, Avram and Yishmael are both coming mikayach Yitzchak. Right, that's how they get into the story. Because really, from Esav's perspective, it goes Esav's sons, Esav's daughters, and then Esav's father, Yitzchak. So Avram is a klisheni, he's coming from Yitzchak. Yishmael is a klisheni, he's coming mikayach Yitzchak. So from Yitzchak's perspective, look at Yitzchak being Yerush Bekefer. So who Yarshins him, right? Does his father Yarshin him, or does his brother Yarshin him? The father comes before the brother. So it's poshut that Avram has to come before Yitzchak. In fact, Amar Rava, when Rava heard Rami Bar Chama Shaili said, Tashma, it's a Mefurash Mishnah. Ha'av Kaidim, l'chol Yoytze Yerechai. The Tata comes before Yoytze Yerechai. And being that Yishmael's chus to Yarshin would be because he's Yoytze Yerechai Shal Avram, and Avram is alive, so Avram comes before Yishmael. So it's Pashat Avram comes before Yishmael. It's the Mishnah, right? Seems very obvious. What was Rami Bar Chama's Havamina? So the Gemara asks this question, and the Gemara immediately answers. Rami Bar Chama agav churfei loy ayin ba. Top Rashbam. Agav churfei charifusoy. Rami Bar Chama was a big charif. Okay? And shayotorid b'shei l'acheres to l'kamon. And really, he was busy. He was clearing the whole chakira. He was writing a simon in Birch HaShmul. B'negeya, a whole different shayla. Tadifamina. That's already a festive shayla. And sometimes a person can be such a charif that he could overlook the obvious. So Agav Churfei, because he was engaged in such charifus, in such superlundis, like Ayimba, he by mistake asked a question that was very, very obvious. But that's Pasha that Avram comes before Yishmael. Okay, so what's this superlundis Shaila that Rami Bar Chama did have? So the Gemara says, Boy, Rami Bar Chama, this was the other question. Aviha of the Achiv. What happens if a person dies and he leaves over a Zayda and he leaves over a brother? So it's Zayda and brother, not Zayda and father's brother, but it's father's father, Zayda, and brother. Keep going. And again, we put names to the faces. Avram v'Yakov b'nichsei Esav. So again, Esav dies, and he leaves over a Zayda Avram and a brother Yaakov. So again, no son, no daughter. Yitzchak's also not alive. So the two candidates that you could hear maybe would be Yiddish are his grandfather Avram and his brother Yaakov. And the question is, which one is going to come first? Now, again, if I would ask you this question, you would say, what's the Shiloh? It's Opashit. Who's supposed to come first? Who's supposed to come first? Grandfather or brother? It's brother. And what's the cheshbin that brother should come first? Because really, the grandfather has no direct flight to be able to get this Yerusha. And the brother also has no direct flight to be able to get the Yerusha. Who are the direct Yarshim? It's son, daughter, and father. So really, when we've determined that Esav has no sons, and he has no daughters, so who's the next in line to Yarshin? It's going to be the father. Who's the father? Yitzchak. Okay, so Yitzchak's not alive. If Yitzchak's not alive, who Yarshin's Yitzchak? It goes with the same Seder. Son, daughter, father. Yaakov is Yitzchak's son, and Abram is Yitzchak's father. So son always comes before father. So to me, this feels, oh, again, like an agav chorfei l'yayim, but it's so obvious. But this was the harifus that Rami Bar Chama was engaged in, which is why he accidentally asked a question that was so obvious. But I mean, this is also an obvious question. So here the Rashbam already explains. You know what the Rashbam says? The oimik of this question is, because we have a principle that bnei bonim are kebonim. That's a principle. That means your father's father is like your father. And this is something that impacts halacha in different places. Bnei bonim kebonim, kibbut avim, different areas in halacha. But there is such an idea. And if that's the case, it could be the way we view Avram Avinu is not as a zeda, but maybe we view Avram Avinu as a father. And if we would view Avram Avinu as a father, that means that when Esav died, he left over a father and a brother. And who comes first when it's a Shiloh father or brother? Their father comes first. And that was the Chakira, HaGedoyla, and HaYadua of Rami Bar Chama in Seder Nachlas. This was his Shiloh. He wanted to know, being that B'nai Banim Kebanim, so maybe we look at Avram as a father. And if that's the case, essentially this person has a father and a brother. Father and a brother, who comes first? Father comes first. Or maybe we don't say B'nai Banim Kebanim. At the end of the day, he's not his biological father. So we look at him as a grandfather and a brother. Grandfather and a brother. Brother is going to come first. So the Gemara said, Amar Rava, Rava heard the Shaili, said Toshma, of Koidim, Le Chol Yoitse Yerechai. It says that the father comes before his Yoitse Yerechai. And being that it says that the father comes before all the Yoitse Yerechai, so based on that, you would think that if there's an idea of B'nai Banim, Kibbanim, so you could hear that he should be able to get it, right? Look at the Rashbam. Toshma, of Koidim Lechol Yoitse Yerechai, the Yaakov Yoitse Yerechai Shal Avram Haya. Yaakov is Yoitse Yerechai Shal Avram. The Hilkach, Avram Koidim Lechol Benichse Yaviv. Yeah, Rava heard the other side of Rami Bar Chama. Being that B'nai Banim Kibbanim, he's considered Yoitze Yerechai. Says the Gemara of Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama wasn't sure. And the reason is, because it could be it's Yoitze Yerechai Shaloi, V'lo Yoitze Yerechai Shal B'nai. When we say Av Koidim Li Yoitze Yerechai, it means his Yoitze Yerechai, as opposed to Yoitze Yerechai Shal B'nai. That means B'nai Banim is Kibbanim, but it's B'nai Banim in the sense that it's Kibbanim. It's not Yoitze Yerechai literally, it's Yoitze Yerechai Shal B'nai. And being that it's Yoitze Yerechai Shal B'nai, so it's for that reason Rami Bar Chama wasn't 100% sure. So the reason Rami Bar Chama wasn't sure is because although again it's B'nai Banim Kebanim, and he is Yoitze Yerechai, but it's Yoitze Yerechai Shal B'nai. It's through this Knech, and it's for that reason Rami Bar Chama. So it's interesting, Rava thought for sure of Koidim L'chol Yoitze Yerechai. He is Yoitze Yerechai, right? So at the end of the day, the father comes before Yaakov, because Yaakov is Yoitze Yerechai Shel Avram, and the father, Avram, who's B'nai Banim Kebanim, a father, has to come before him, but that's why he said it's not Muchen. The Gemara says, Hachinami Mistabra. I'll prove to you in Svar that this is the way it should be Diktani, because the Mishnah said, Zachal, this is the rule. Kol HaKoyde Benachlo, Yoitze Yerechai Koyde. Right? That is the klal. So think about this klal for a second. Vilu Yisei Lo Yitzchak. Had Yitzchak been alive, Yitzchak Koyde, right? If Yitzchak was alive in this story, Yitzchak would have Yarshin, Sahashtanami, the lesser Yitzchak, Yaakov Koidim Shma Mina. So the Gemara says, at the end of the day, it's a nice Lamda Shashayla, right? B'nai Banim Kebanim, Yoitze Yerechai, Avram is Koidim Le Yoitze Yerechai, and Avram's Yoitze Yerechai is Yaakov. So that would give Avram a Ketima over Yaakov. But says the Gemara, at the end of the day, what's this idea that Yerusha is memashmeshes vahilaches. Right? What does it mean? There's no son, there's no daughter, there's no father. So it goes to nephews and uncles and cousins. The gather is that we view the three primary yarshim as having the ability to yarshin even when they're not alive. So when we say that if a person dies, he doesn't leave over a son, but he leaves over a grandson, the grandson yarshins, the gedah advarim is not that the grandson yarshins, the gedah is that the son yarshins, and then he's mayrish. He's a noichel u'manchel. He's yarish bekever, and he's manchel bekever. It gets to the grandson darich the son, right? So when we say in the reverse, that when a man dies, he leaves over no son, no daughter, and even no father, but the father has sons. The father's sons are going to yarshin. It's not the vart that your brother is yarshining. The vart is that your father was yarish bekever, and he was myrish to his son, based on the Seder of Nachlis. So really, if you want to know who comes first, does Avram come first, or does Yaakov come first? So ask yourself very simple. If Yitzchok was alive right now, and he would have yarshin Esav, and then Yitzchok would die, and it was a shaila, should Avram yarshin Yitzchok, or should Yaakov yarshin Yitzchok? Avram being Yitzchok's father, or Yaakov being Yitzchok's son? Who would yarshin? Yaakov, the son, would yarshin. So if Yitzchok's not alive, it has to work the same way. That's the point. Meaning, I could hear in Lamdis and Tzad that Yaakov should be the Yairish. I could hear in Lamdis and Tzad that Avram should be the Yairish. They both work. Bnei Banim Kibanim. You have the principle of Kaidim Lechol Yotze Yerechai, and Avram is the Zeda, Yaakov is only his Yotze Yerechai. Meaning, I hear the Tzadim here, but at the same time, says the Gemara, at the end of the day, you don't really have to get Lamdish. All you need to do is ask yourself, what would have been if Yitzchak was alive to be a Neuchel, and then he would have died, so now he has to be a Manchel. Who would he be Manchel to? To his father, to his son? Of course he would be Manchel to his son. And it's for that reason, even though Rava said, Ha'av Kaidam Lechol Yotze Yerecha, in the way the Rashbam explained it, that being that Yaakov is Yotze Yerecha Shal Avram, Hilchach Avram Kaidam Lechol Benichse Esav, that Avram is really going to come first, Rami Bar Chama said just the opposite. Yaakov is going to come first. Because the Geder Advarim of how we look at this Yerusha is as if Yitzchak actually yarshined it and then he died. If Yitzchak would yarshin and then he would die, it's Pasha, his son, would come before his father. That's Seder Nachlis 101. And it's for that reason, as it relates to this, this is the way that it would play itself out. Either way, just to end today's daf, so a light daf, but just to end it with one ha'ara, and that is, so the Gemara said, on Amud Aleph, Doresh Rav Pinchas Bar Chama, Kol Sheyesh Lechol B'Teich Beisa, if a person has a chol in his house, Yelech Etzel Chacham, he should go to a Chacham, V'Yivakish Olav Rachamim, and he should ask this Chacham to daven for him. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Chamas melech, malachi moves, ve'ish chacham, yichapirena. So if a person has a chayla b'toich beisa, you go to the ish chacham. And the ish chacham yichapirena, he's the person that is going to be able to be mevakish rachamim and to give this person the Yeshua that he very, very much needs. So I saw a kushya atzuma. I'm just going to put this out there as a kasha, and that will be the end of today's daf. But I saw a kushya atzuma in the Sefer Beis Yishai from Hagoyin Rav Shloima Fisher. And it's behektim one gemara. The gemara in Mesechtes Brachis, Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Beis, tells a story. V'shuv Maisa Rav Chanina ben Doisa. There was a story with Rav Chanina ben Doisa. Shehalach lumoy Torah etzel Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai. He went to learn Torah by Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai. V'cholu b'nois Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai. And when Rav Chanina ben Doisa was learning by Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai, Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai's son became sick. Amaloi. Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai turned to his Talmud, Rav Chanina ben Doisa, and he told him, Chanina b'ni, bakesh olei rachamim v'yechia. Do me a favor, my son needs a refuah. Daven fin that he should live. He niach roisha ben Birkov. Rav Chanina ben Doisa went. He took his head. He put it between his knees, ubikesh al rachamim, and he davened for Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, son of the Chaya, and he had a Yeshua. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, Umole hitiach ben Zakkai es roishay ben Birkov kol hayom kulay. He said, had I done what Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, what Rabbi Chaim ben Doisa said, did the entire day, nobody would have paid attention to me. Meaning, what Rabbi Chaim ben Doisa was able to do in a second, if I would have spent the whole day doing, it would have never happened. I could not have davened for my child the way Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa did. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's wife heard what Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said. Amr le'ishtai, his wife told him, What, is Chanina bigger than you? Amar lo, so he told the lav. No, he's not bigger than me. Ella, hu doyme ke eved lifnei ha-melech, va'ani doyme ke sar lifnei ha-melech. He said, Rav Chanina ben Doiso is like an eved lifnei ha-melech. I, however, am like a sar lifnei ha-melech. The reason Rav Chanina ben Doiso's tefillah would have worked, and my tefillah would not have worked, because Rav Chanina ben Doiso is like an eved lifnei ha-melech, whereas I am like a sar lifnei ha-melech. An eved means a servant, it means a slave. A sar means a minister. So Reb Yoichem ben Zakkai tells his wife, you want to know why Reb Chanina ben Doiso had a koyach ha-tefillah that I can never have? It's because he's an eved lifnei ha-melech and I'm a sar lifnei ha-melech. The Vilna Goyen, in his Pirush on Esther, it's Perek Aleph Pasuk Gimel. So he talks about this Gemara. And he says, as it relates to this Gemara, V'hinei ha-Gemara ha-Zoyis einoy muvin. He says, this Gemara has no Havana. Ma heshev al shelasa. Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai's wife asked her husband, the Shiva, the Chanina gadol l'cha, is it possible that Chanina is greater than you? And what did he respond? No. Rather, he's an Eved Amas. What exactly was the response? Right, the question was, why could Chanina ben Doiso be piled this issue with his tefillah, whereas Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai couldn't? Good question. And if Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai is bigger, then the question's even better. And what exactly is Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai's hasbara? Says the Vilna Goyen, quote, Ulefi mashek osafti osli shaper. Shesar. What's a sar? Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai said, I'm a sar lifnei ha-melech, hu ha-moshel b'teira. That's someone that's moshel b'teira. The ha-eved, hu ha-isik tamid b'yichudim, u b'tfilois. That's someone that's isik in yichudim, he's isik in tfilois. Ve-hem ha-chasidim ha-rishoinim. And this is a remez to the chasidim ha-rishoinim, shehayu mispalulim b'kavona g'doylo. That when they were davening b'kavona g'doylo. Like the Gemara said, they were showing shah achas koydim ha-tfilo, and shah achas la-achar ha-tfilo. V'zeu shah, mar klum chanina gadol mimcha. And this was the question. So Rabbi Zakkai's Rebbetzin asked her husband, tell me, is chanina better than you? Pirish says the goyin b'toyra? V'al zeh heishiv lo. And you know what his response was? Laugh. Elo shani doyme kesar shani baki bechol chadre toira yosem imenu. I'm baki bechol chadre toira. Right, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai is the cotton shabakulon that the Gemara says in Sukkah Chavches. It's also Gemara Yeshnoichlan that's coming up. Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai knew everything. Ach, who ke'ever lifnei haMelech sheyochol lavoi bechol eis vaHaMelech oisaloi bakashasoi. He is able to enter whenever he wants. Right, the Eved, the executive assistant of the CEO, has access to the CEO, like even the CFO and the COO and all the big shots and the hunchos in the company don't have. Why? Because at the end of the day, they work hand in hand. V'zeu sha'amar, says the guy, the way he's teaching up the psukim l'chol sarav avodah regarding the suda v'achashverit. But the bottom line is, says the Goyen, you know what Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai's response was? Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai's response was, of course I'm bigger than Rabbi Chanina ben Doiso, but my madrega in Avodas Hashem, my mahalach, my nusach is different than the nusach of Rabbi Chanina ben Doiso. I'm the sar lifnei ha-melech. Rabbi Chanina ben Doiso is the eved lifnei ha-melech. And the sar is bigger than the eved. Because Talmud Torah is kineged kulam, ki yodua. And Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai says, I'm much bigger. And ni gadol. I'm bigger. There's nothing to, I'm moshel b'chol chadrei Torah, which makes me bigger. Checkmate. There's no shayla in the world. But at the same time, I'm the sar. I don't have the same level of access. Yeah, I get invited to all the big briefings and I sit in the war room and there's nothing to talk about that I have access maybe and I have power and I have authority and I can make decisions like the Eved can't make. Oh, but the Eved's a nichnas for yoitza. And because the Eved is a nichnas for yoitza, he can say imdu ve'eshma. He has a certain koyach to be able to come and go as he pleases in the lashon of the Vilna Goy. And that's something only the Eved has. So when someone is a Moshel Bat Torah, he's Kesar Lefnei HaMelech. When someone's Oisik B'Yichudim U'Betfilois, that person is Ke'Eved Lefnei HaMelech. And in this Gemara you see who has a better koyach HaTfilah. The Eved has a better koyach HaTfilah than the Sar does. The Gemara says, "Darash Rav Pinchas ben Chama, kol sheyesh lo yicholu b'teich beisai, yelach etzol chacham, v'yivakish olav rachman." You should go to a chacham. You should go to a chacham. Sounds like you go to a London. Sounds like you go to a Rosh Shiva. The truth is, if you look at the Nemuke Yosef on our Gemara, so the Nemuke Yosef says as follows: Su Hevi b'gemara agav grora. Right, this is brought here b'derech agav, and I'm going to comment on it. And he said, the reason I'm going to comment on it is because there's a minig that I found in Tsarfas, in France, that follows us. In other words, the Nebuka Yosef, for those familiar, right, if you know, is not a commentary on Divrei Agada. Okay, Yosef is Lombish, then comes the Gzois. So the Nebuka Yosef says, but I'm going to comment on this Gemara anyways. The Minig Zebet Tsarfas, because I found that this is a Minig in Tsarfas. Shekol Mishayesh Loi Chayla, that if somebody has a Chayla B'Toich Beisai, Min Vakesh Pnei HaRav, HaToyfeis Yeshiva, he goes to the Rosh Yeshiva, Sheyivarach Oisai. He should give him a bracha. So the Nebuka Yosef made this diak in the Gemara. Yelech Eitzel Chacham, because he still saw what the Minig was in Tsarfas, that the Olam used to go to the Rosh Yeshiva. So Freit Reb Shloime Fisher Zeichet Tzadik Levracha in his base Yishai, he says, I don't know what this Gemara and Brachas. In the Gemara Brachas, it's Mavur that if somebody wants someone to daven for him, who are you supposed to go to? You don't go to the Chacham, you don't go to the Tzad, you go to the Eved, you go to the Tzadik, you go to the Rebbe, you go to the person that's Oisik B'Yichudim U'B'Kavonis. You don't go to the biggest Lamdin. That's not what it, you want to hear shir, you go to the Lamdin, obviously. You have a Shaila in Aloch, you go to the Poisik. Of course, what's the Shaila? And it's not a shayla who's bigger, who's not big. It's not the Indian bechlal. Rabbi Yechim and Tzachi said, I'm bigger than Rabbi Chanina Mendoza. Oh, but I'm a sar lefnei ha-melech, and there's an ever lefnei ha-melech. He's able to come whenever he wants, and the melech and the adoin is going to fulfill whatever it is he wants him to do. So what zokt ad the Gemara? Kol mishiyesh l'chayla b'teich beisai. If someone has a chayla, he should go to a chacham. You should go to a chacham. Why are you going to a chacham? Now, the truth is, if you look at what the Nebuka Yosef said, the minigan Tsarfas was that if someone had a chayla, he would be mevakish pnei harav atoyfes yeshiva sheyivarech oisai. Didn't say that they went to the Rosh Yeshiva for the Rosh Yeshiva to daven for him. It says they went for a bracha. I mean, it could be if you had to go to Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai for a bracha, or to Rabbi Chanina and Doisa for a bracha, maybe you'd go to Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai. Right, a bracha is a whole different inyan. That's an inyan already of Tzad the Gois of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekayim. Right, that's a whole different sugya, the sugya of bracha. Bracha l'chud and tefillah b'chud. That's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, kol mi sheyesh l'chayla b'teich beisai, yelech etzal chacham v'yivakish ol v'rachanim. The truth is, there's another Gemara. This Gemara is a Masechtes Tainis Davches. The Gemara is talking about if there's no parnasa because it hasn't rained. So the Gemara says, maita kante, I'm picking up in the middle of the Gemara because we just need one line. Yelech etzal chasit shebedar, v'yarba ol v'tefillah. He should go to the chasit of the... Oh, that's very good. Because the Goyin said already that the Eved were the Chassidim Arishonim. The Chass is not the Rosh Hashiva necessarily. It's two different Inyonim. It's two different Avoidas. But our Gemara says Yelech Eitzel Chacham, not Yelech Eitzel Chassid. Right, at first glance, these two Gemaras are Tzushtal. Oh, Bava Basar, Kufta Zayin Amar Aleph, and Tainis Ches Amar Aleph. But it's not true. There's a not such subtle Diyak. In Bava Basar, Kufta Zayin, state you go to the Chacham. And in Tainis Ches, it says you should go to the Chassid, Chacham L'chud and Chassid L'chud. And really what brings out the contrast between the Chacham and the Chassid is Brachas, Lamed Aleph, Lamed Beis. This Gemara with Rabbi Yechem and Zakkai, and Rabbi Chanina and Daisa, L'chayrit Tzarechin. He has one little Eitzah that he says. One Eitzah. His Eitzah is that it could be the reason Chazal said you should go to the Chacham is not so much for the Chacham to daven for you per se. Could be the Chassid's tefillah is better. He said, but sometimes if a person has a tzara and he's dealing with something and he has to daven for it, there's an eitzah to try to come up with a kishrin bigger tefillah. Come up with a good chap in your tefillah. Try to, don't just daven. Daven with a chap. Come with a koyach hatayna. Put up a fight, right? Tell the Eibush, I understand. You're giving me this and so on, but X, Y, and Z. Come with a shtickel kishrin. Like there's mices they say about Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. He was a big bal kishrin in tefillah. Over the years, I've heard stories, right? He used to daven by Yad Avshalom. So why would he go to Yad Avshalom? Because he would say that, look at David HaMelech. He said, B'ni, 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 over his son Avshalom, even though his son wanted to kill him. But at the end of the day, he was a son, and he was Molei Rachamim for him. So he would say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you said, B'ni B'chayri Yisrael, you said, Ben Kachu, Ben Kachu, Yim Banim, the Chuvah Zarash, we passing like Ramein. And if that's the case, he said, you have to have Rachmanis on us, right? Come up with kishrin in your tefillah. There's different stories that you've, over the years, I've heard from different tzaddikim, where sometimes a certain tefillah, they would work because of the kishrin shabbat. So Shlomo Fisher said, maybe that's what Chazal meant. Yelech etzel chacham, to come up with an etzah, to come up with takuta nusach tefillah.
The Chacham is the Baal Kishrin. He'll come to you and he'll... You're right, he's not the Eved Lefnei HaMelech. He doesn't have the same level of access. A Baal Chacham is a yeah. He's a Chacham. And because he's a Chacham, so it's for that reason, maybe he'll be able to guide you. He'll be able to help you. And then he'll daven with that tefillah. You'll daven with that tefillah. But the point of it is not so much his koyach tefillah, but it's more his kishrin that will be able to enlighten you. And he says the truth is that what was the pasuk that the Gemara brought to bring out this idea? Chamas melech, malachi moves, the ish chacham yichapren. It's a pasuk in Mishlei. So Chazal darshin did that. If someone has a chayla, ish chacham yichapren. Go to the chacham. But if you learn Mishlei, pshutay shal mikra, right? If you go through the pasuk is saying that Hamas melech, when the king gets angry, malachi moves, he sends malachi moves. Oh, but the ish chacham yichapren. The wise person knows how to go over to the king and he knows how to appease him. He uses his chachma, his kishrin, to be able to be an akiva nichamtanu. So he says the pshutay shal mikra, it's not tefillah, it's more like pious. It's more that using your kishrin, you could be mefayis somebody. So he says, it could be the drush is really in line with the pshutay shal mikra. You're not going to the chacham for his koyach tefillah, you're going to the chacham for his kishrin, because sometimes when a person's in a matziv, a good kishrin can get you out of it. But regardless, that's the shaila. Is it yelech etzel chacham or is it yelech etzel chassid? But the basar kuf tezayin amir aleph, it's yelech etzel chacham. In Tainis Ches Amid Aleph, it's Yelech Eitzel Chassid. We have a Gemara Shlema in Brachas Lamed Dalet Amid Beis. The Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai said that I'm bigger than Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, but his Koyach HaTfila is bigger than mine. And the way the Goyin explains it, it's because Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai was the Sarat Torah, he's the Chacham, as opposed to Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, he's the Eved, he's Oisek B'Yichudim U'B'Tfilas, he's the Chassidim HaRishonim that have a special Koyach HaTfila. It certainly sounds like the Koyach HaTfila is really that Mafteach Shal Tfila, is more in the hands of the chassid than it is in the hands of the chacham. That's what Shlomo Fish's Grace Akasha that he asked on this Gemara, and we're going to stop here.